Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our show, the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with Neil. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
And yes, we are on the air to answer your question. Chakra malfunction today. We thank you for joining us, callers. Looks like there are some first-time callers in the queue. Want to let you know that we will be getting to your call shortly at about 15 to 20 minutes after the show begins because we do discuss our topic first. But please do keep your place in the queue because I take callers in order that they are received. What else do we want to tell our callers, Neil? Your phone number, 562-596-7818 if you should desire further conversation after the show. Also, we have social media links, which we'd love for you to connect with us on, Facebook and Twitter. There are two Facebook accounts, a friend page and Neil Baker Psychic fan page, as well as following us right here on Blog Talk Radio, which is a great idea. Just click on that follow button under our profile name, the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. Okay, Neil, chakra malfunction. You know, specifically, I think the inspiration for the show was whether a chakra can actually completely shut down or not. And then I thought that we should broaden it just because the title was a little easier to create with a broader definition.
Well, to address the first statement, can a chakra completely shut down? The answer is yes. It can completely shut down. It doesn't mean it's gone away. It just means
it can stop functioning.
Yeah, it can stop functioning.
Well, my question is, in that case, what occurs? Obviously, the other chakras make up for the loss of the chakra that shut down.
Yeah, I mean, all the chakras, every chakra needs to be in alignment with every other chakra. So, of course, they all are kind of codependent upon one another because each chakra is basically a center where matter and consciousness meet. So we're dealing with not only, you know, we're dealing with this invisible energy, which is deep as prana, the vital life source. And then we're dealing with the idea
not to be confused with piranha.
No, not piranha.
I love when you say that.
Prana.
The R fails
you.
We
don't want that. So, no, it's
the prana.
I mean, there is a certain, truth in the first chakra, there is a certain basic survival attitude that gets pretty primitive. So there is that element, even within the chakra system, there's an element of predator and prey. But when we get into the idea that also the chakra centers, they also contain bundles of nerves and major organs. Obviously, for each corresponding chakra, it's going to command a certain part of the nerve center and the organ center of that chakra, as well as the fact that we're dealing with that. Then we're dealing with things of the body that are still
emotional,
spiritual.
Spirit. So they can shut down in different ways. They can shut down on a physical level, but they will, if they shut down physically, for instance, they will shut down mentally, spiritually, emotionally, et cetera, et cetera.
If everything is moving and aligned, then essentially it's fluid. There's no blockage. There's a flowing energy going from one to the other. But imagine it like a bathtub. If there's a bunch of hair that gets caught in the drain, the bathtub's still there. There's water, but the drain's still there, but it's blocked. It's not working. Now the water builds up, And eventually, if you don't fix it, it's going to back up. It's going to stagnate. It's going to have bacteria, mold. Mm-hmm. And the same thing happens with our bodies and our chakras. So if one of our chakras gets stuck for whatever reason, we can experience problems. Take, for instance, a heart chakra cutting off because of a death. Now, that can ultimately, in time, develop into like acute bronchitis that remains in your chest, and then each time you cough,
you mean,
you have pain.
I'm sorry. Let me clarify. You said the chakra shuts down because of the death. We're not talking about the death of the person that will later get bronchitis.
No.
I was confused for a minute. So you're saying one.
Yeah.
I was thinking, huh?
The chakra, you know, the chakra stops.
Never heard of a cadaver getting a chest hold.
I don't know.
So you're saying if there's a injury to the heart chakra, an emotional injury, that you can be susceptible to physical ailments.
Then you get like bronchitis, and then there's a connection between the loss and bronchitis, and you have a problem. And you know, until you recognize that, everything will work. Now, yes. In a way, like if your first chakra is stuck, you're not going to feel stable. You're not going to feel secure. Your basic needs aren't going to be met. And then suddenly you're having problems with your first three, your first three vertebrae, a bladder, your colon. And fear starts to kick in, anxiety, and you're having a problem. Now, that's kind of a chakra meltdown, because a chakra meltdown will be that as your negative experiences increases, your chakra starts to malfunction until there's a meltdown and everything collapses. That's when people really despair. They have what's called nervous breakdowns. They commit suicide. They go berserk and they run red lights and they crash into something. That's a chakra breakdown.
So, you know, like in the case that someone has a surgery on a certain area, maybe a stomach surgery, for instance, does that shut down the chakra entirely for a certain amount of time?
Well, it impacts the chakra. Don't forget, you know, the body is amazing, and we have our white blood cells, and we can actually, chakras can come to the aid of a chakra in need. So, you know, when I look at the chakra systems, I kind of think of it like the Magnificent Seven. You know, if one cowboy gets hurt, the rest come to his rescue. There is a certain codependence that can work, but if you have a major shutdown, then one chakra can offset all the other chakras because it isn't being repaired. Then you got a real problem, and things can get pretty out of hand, and then your whole body starts to break down.
Can you transcend the planet with a chakra that's completely shut down?
I don't believe so. Well, you can.
Sometimes,
you can transcend the planet. You don't need your chakras in order to transcend the planet.
Right.
But if there's an emotional disparity or a spiritual disparity that's deemed as part of the problem with the chakra, how can you transcend with lack of faith?
But sometimes, I mean, if we're talking about like second chakra with people that are celibate because of spiritual reasons and they're dedicating their life to spirituality, they're going to have a dormancy in that chakra level.
The second chakra, I mean, it's a sexual center and it's a creative center. But and so the creativity of that chakra, the attitude that there's now a union, so to speak, between person and God or person and spirit, still can move into the second chakra.
So it would be a transformation of the second chakra rather than a dormancy, even though the sexuality of that chakra is not being activated.
Yeah, I mean, the door to our second chakra just doesn't say sexual.
Well, I'm not saying that it does, but that's a major function of the second chakra.
It's a major function because it's part of the experience of man and woman, man and man, woman and woman. But there's also every chakra has
layers, obviously,
and multi-layers.
Well, that's given,
so a shutdown of the chakra would mean that you are devoid of all union with anything, that you're completely isolated and in disparity. You are no longer one with anything.
Right. But I think the words that I said was dormancy on a certain level, not wasn't a complete shock.
It all depends what the see, what's important there, Kristen, is the content of the shutdown is what's important. If you're celibate because you're in great meditation or great devotion, your chakra's not shut down at all. It's just sexually inactive.
Inactive.
So that's like saying, oh, well, you have a bathtub. I see it's not working. No, it's not working because I didn't turn the faucets on.
Right.
And there's no water in it.
Makes sense.
But it's working.
Okay.
It's what the purpose is of the chakra system. And there can be purposes for the chakra system. Thank God. I mean, you got to remember that every chakra system has a physical, an emotional, and a spiritual attitude. And they can all work simultaneously if that's our choice. And they can all work one at a time or alternate, or one part can be shut down for the sake of the other
right,
two.
Because you can have your chakras all working on a physical level, but then there's problems in the spiritual realm and in the emotional realm. You can be very successful on the physical plane, chakra-wise,
uh-huh.
and have deficiencies in different areas.
One general rule in determining a chakra meltdown is your level of depression. When you're depressed, that's a good component of chakra shutdown. And where your depression occurs, whether it's in the emotional department or the financial security department, first chakra, emotional fourth, that would be considered where the chakra energy first started to be blocked. But then because the heart balances all the chakras, the heart's usually always affected. That's why heart attack is one of our main killers,
mm-hmm.
aside from things like cancer and stuff. But so that energy...
Well, cancer probably also is attributed to a chakra malfunction, depending on where it pops up.
Yeah.
All illness.
But there are plenty of healthy people, but they're living next door to a freeway. So,
the environmental influence also...
The pollutants in the air can kill us. A lot of people who work in gas stations die early. They're breathing that gasoline fumes all the time. So it's not healthy. It's not healthy. So, but can they be good people? Yeah. I mean, tragedy can happen to a person with all chakras. We're all going to die. We're all mortal. So not only can we die prematurely with all healthy chakras intact, we can also die prematurely because one chakra has sabotaged our whole system.
Mm.
And then the idea is, what is the intent of the mind of that occupies the chakra system, the intent of the mind of the person themselves, whether they were deliberately shutting down a chakra system or losing faith in something or just being depressed. That's where we start to have chakra meltdown, and then there's a total collapse of the whole system. And that can get pretty nasty when you get to that area. Also, the sixth chakra, which is your third eye, you know, how you envision things, very important chakra to take care of, because the way we envision energy, that gets recorded in our system of thought. That is a part of every second of our life. So how we feel, how we think, how we envision, what is our content of our thoughts, all gets captured in our third eye. You know, every thought, every hair in your head, it's all captured in the third eye. So that's not hard for higher energies to analyze. Once we leave the body, it's all right there in the third eye. It's like a chip, a computer chip. So you just look at it and see what sites the human being was going to. Was it depression? Was it lust? Was it, theft?
So the way we envision things can create problems in various chakras, and not only the sixth chakra, but other chakras as well. So
absolutely, and that sixth chakra has the command to immediately close or open up any one of our chakras. So people who can withstand pain, a lot of the Buddhists who can withstand pain, they burn themselves as a sacrifice, and they're just sitting there. My God, I mean, they're astrally in a different zone in the third eye. And that command of their third eye, that meditative state has got to be, whether they're doing it for right or wrong purposes, the command of their third eye is incredible to be sitting there undergoing such pain. So we know that the chakra system has both a visionary effect as well as a physical attitude of command.
So perhaps tomorrow, because we're our next show is tomorrow, since we didn't do a show Monday, so back to back, maybe tomorrow we can talk about ways to reactivate different chakras depending on the reason for the shutdown or the dysfunction. But we've got a lot of callers here, Neil, so let's get to them.
Okay,
so first is 336. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Dee.
D-E-E. Hi, Dee. And your birthday, Dee?
September the 10th, 64.
Okay. What's going on, Dee?
Well, just a lot. I feel like some changes is going on in me, but I'm not quite understanding what's going on with me. Get what I'm saying?
Little confusion.
Yes, a little confusion, and been, you know, praying and meditating and you know, sending out good vibes to the universe, but no results on my area of finance and love and family. It seems like things are not
locked.
Coming along, not like I thought. But I'm very grateful. You know, I've been very grateful for what I do have and what's going on. But, you know, I just feel there's something's going on with me.
There's a block between your probably your fourth and sixth chakra. Let me ask you something. In 1994, when you were 30, was there any change in your life around that time? Any breakup, any loss, or a change in your job?
When I turned 30, it was the most exciting time in my life. I can actually remember when I turned the day I turned 30. It was a new beginning for me, because when I entered my 30s, I moved. You know, I got out of a bad relationship. Things started changing, so it was a good time for me.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned it, because you're calling
a new relationship. I mean, lots of stuff happened when I turned 30.
Yeah, well, it should have been around that time, Dee, because that's when your karma shifted gears and you start to actualize yourself. What's happening, though, is that since you were 30, now it's been 21 years since then, and your master number is 3. So you've gone through 7 cycles of your master number since the age of 30, and that means you're at a spiritual crisis. So you're trying to decide where your dream, how dreams got shattered, how hopes got split in two, and how people disappointed you, and how how you're still managing to stand because of your, you know, whatever you have, but how much you've been hurt. Not at the cost of what you feel. I mean, everyone's responsible for some part of a problem, but basically speaking, I would sense that you've been hurt more than you've hurt others. So there's a great, tremendous hurt in your life. Now, some of that's karmic. You're born on the 10th of the month of September, and 9 and 1 become a 10 all over again, and that 0 designates that you've come down here to undergo and experience a certain amount of pain, hurt, loss due to karma. And the idea of relaxing that karma is to get through this stuff with a sense of grace and not going rotten or dark, which you have done. I see that. I feel that you've done that. I do see a chuck. Do you have a child underneath you? I mean, underneath you. You're crushing him to death right now. Get up. Do you have a child?
A child.
Who give birth to a child?
I have 3 sons, yes.
Yeah. Okay, you have 3 sons. So there's your master
number.
They're grown. Mm-hmm. well, there's your master number three, and you have, so, and I felt a child, at least one, you've got three. And so there was, I wish I had more time to spend with you, but because
okay.
our readings, we only do like one
yes,
question.
Saying.
I,
yes,
you know what
I'm
I think?
Saying.
I think you're at a point right now where a change is going to occur. I can't go into the details of that change, but I'm going to tell you that at the age of 51, before you turn 52, a big change is coming. So there is a
I hope
change.
It's a good change, right?
You know, it's a good change. Yeah, this is a
okay,
good change. It's a change
mm-hmm.
that's going to bridge your vision and your heart.
Okay.
It's probably going to... Well, I need a bridge between my throat and my tongue. Okay. So, yeah. Now, are you right now single? Are you alone in life?
Yes, I am. I'm a single
yeah.
woman.
That's mm-hmm. what... So you're going to be having a relationship, I think, this year. I think that's one thing that could be possibly a team. It might take a little work. That's what I think I want to give you before we go to the next caller. I see you having a
okay.
relationship in your 51st year, a loving one, one that matches your heart. So I see that coming this year.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds great. I really like to get another. I'll definitely gotta get in contact with you.
Okay, yeah,
oh,
do
wow.
so. Yeah, Neil's awesome. Direct number 562-596-7818, and it's also listed on the Blog Talk Radio site as well.
Okay, thank you.
And you
so
can find
much.
Us on Facebook and so on and so forth. But all questions,
okay.
by the way, everyone, regarding readings will be answered via phone. So emails, I'm just going to direct you back to the phone number because I'm the person you're going to get in touch with via email. So I'm just going to send you right back to Neil's phone. Okay. 407. Hi.
Hi, Kristen and Neil. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. It's Michelle. She's 10-17-74. Another 30 equals 3. How are you?
I'm okay. Neil, I have a question that I need some guidance on. I will be moving soon, and I've really thought about this for the last couple months now, and I don't know where. And I haven't made up my mind. I'm not sure, and if you could give me some guidance, I would appreciate that.
Well, you're not going to move here, so don't worry about it, but have you ever been to Texas?
Yes, when I was a kid.
When she was what?
A kid.
Oh, a kid. And so you went to Texas when you were a kid. Was that with your mom and dad?
Yes.
And was there any sightseeing? Was there any, you know, did you go to the old Texas towns or anything like that? Or was it for another reason?
We did sightseeing, but in a beach area.
In a beach area.
Near Mexico.
Okay. Well, there's something you're not moving to Texas, so that's not where you're going. I just had to get a feel for your past history to figure out how to.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay. I'm here. Are you?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Now I can.
Okay.
The last thing I got
okay.
was you're not moving
siblings,
to Texas.
You have siblings.
No.
Yes. No.
No siblings?
No.
So then the two is just mom and dad. Okay, because I was seeing two people around you. So I'm deeming that as mom and dad. So there's a zone there. While you were living with your parents, was you taking another job where you had to move from one state?
You broke up, but you asked me if we had moved. Is that the question?
If
yeah.
you moved because of a job for your father.
Yeah, my parents had a business, and we moved from Illinois to Florida.
Yeah. Okay, well, I don't have time to go into the specifics of where you're going, but you could be leaving the state, your current state.
Okay.
And she's in Florida now.
but yep. not anytime soon?
Well, I don't know yet. I mean, those questions, I'd have to go into more into detail, Michelle, because a radio show, I can't, like, go into great depth, and it would be irresponsible of me to, what I have to do is track what a vibe I'm getting. If I get an immediate answer, that's one thing. If I don't, I've got to go deeper into it. But I'm getting some validations from your energy. Yes, you've been to Texas. Yes, you're because your parents' business, there was a move from one state to another, Illinois to what?
Florida.
And you're in Florida now? Are you in Florida now?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Well, I can't. I'm telling you, there's going to be a move is coming. I can't. You ask me where you're moving to. That I can't tell you yet over the phone. Where you're moving to specifically, I can't tell you yet, but there's going to be a move. And it could be out of state, but if you're uncomfortable with it being out of state, I'd have to do a more in-depth reading with you because I think there's a karma pulling you out of state. So if you're not happy with that idea, we'd have to look deeper into your energy field to see what location is near you that would be shy of a, that wouldn't pull you out of Florida.
Okay.
Okay,
all Michelle. Right.
Well, I'll take that. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number. Yeah, first pieces we can give you, but a lot of times it's more complicated an answer that a radio show can provide for, especially when we've got so many callers. Okay, 701 is our next. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi,
how
who
are
says?
You?
Good, how are you?
Good. My name's Lori.
Lori,
yeah, Laura.
Lori, L O R I or L U?
L A U R I. Full name.
Laura. I'm sorry. Can you talk right into your phone because it's real tough to hear.
Laurel's my real name, but it's Lori is what they call me sometimes.
Okay, so Lori with A-U-R-I-E, and what's your birth date and location, please?
92864 and North Dakota. And I've called in before. I was just wondering about my karma and money. You know, does if you did something in your past life, does it make you so you don't have it in this life? You know, if you were horrible with money or a mean person that was a miser or something, or how does that work?
Possibly, yes. I mean, that's how karma works. So a lot of times we'll experience the, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times that will happen. Yes. If you're a miser in a past life, you might suffer from money in this life. Right, Neil?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, there's some indication, Lori, that you can, karma, money problems can be a result of karma from a past life. You have an 8 in your day, so that amounts to a situation of power and money in terms of karma and past lives. Aside from your 8, you have a 9 and 2, which is an 11 or a 2, which means that the result of your money problems and your power was because of a relationship. So you'd have to gauge, and 1964 is another 11, if you will, and that 64 is a 10, just like your 28 is. They both add up to 10. And so there's a certain problem going on with relationship, boundaries, foundation, and money. Are you in a stable relationship right now?
No, I don't have a relationship, no.
Yeah.
And Lori, have you talked to Neil privately? That's what I'm remembering. Am I remembering correctly? Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, I remember you.
Yeah, okay. I, you know, on the radio, especially on the radio, my memory is bad, who I've talked to, and, you know, I'd have to recenter and think about when we talked or look at my notes or something. But aside from that, Lori, I'm reading you like cold right now. Not cold, but without any backup of notes or memory. So, yeah, the idea that you're not in a stable relationship has something to do with the money energy. Now, I'm determining that changed, and you're 50 years old. So, and you're just about to turn 51. Your master number is 39123. So, you're going to be making a change at the age of 51. 51, you make a change. It's going to be your 17th cycle of life. So somehow there's going to be a change made, but we'd have to look at the depth of your karma in relationship and the stability that's around you right now. Obviously, if you have a money problem, you're not that stable. But I'd have to go to the left wing, look at relationship energy, come back to stabilizing yourself with money and figure that out. You know, but we're looking, this is like a 20-minute investigation at least. I don't have time for that. But that's what I would have to do. But I will say this, if this helps you out, Lori, 51, it's a good year. Good year. 51's a good year.
Great.
Okay.
So,
all right, Lori.
How we get there is, you know, can be talked about, but it is going to be a good year.
Thanks for your help. All right.
You're welcome, Lori. Thanks. Okay.
You know, it's frustrating not being able to. I mean, I know there must be psychics that give right, you know, snap, snap, snap answers. I've done. I can do that, but not. It's
oftentimes,
not always,
it's not always that simple. Sometimes it is. I mean, on the radio show, there have been times.
I guess there's times lots of times we give snap answers. That's what I always try to go for in that regard. But you know, you have to get to the pit of the problem and
the pit of the problem.
Yeah.
Okay. 512 is our next. Good morning, 512.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
We all are doing well. Who's this?
Fantastic. This is Julia from Austin, Texas.
We lost everything after. Fantastic. What was your name?
Oh, Julia from Austin, Texas.
Julia. Yeah, I thought you were from Texas with the y'all.
The y'all. Yeah. Gave it away a little there.
You did. What's your birthday, Julia?
9876.
Gosh, a lot of September birth dates today. Yeah. Everybody, happy birthday, everybody.
Thank you.
27, you're welcome. 27, 40, am I? 40 equals 4, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And what, Julia, is your question?
Well, I was just wondering, I've got a lot of changes coming up career-wise, and I really appreciated the chakra discussion early in the show, too. I wanted to say that.
Thank you for saying that. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. I do crystal energy work, so it's very, very helpful to hear these types of topics and about our energy is not only chakras, but we also have a field around us as well, and, you know, the spiritual, emotional and physical part of us that I think a lot of people just neglect and don't even realize that it's affecting how things are moving or not moving in our system. So anyway, I'm calling.
You're
because
right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I was going to call about, like I said, career. I'm letting go of a lot of things. This, you know, revisiting Mercury retrograde, all of these energies that are coming in, the veil is thinning, our vibration is rising, and it's just becoming easier and easier to see the things that are no longer serving me and letting them go. Yet I was calling about romantic love because everything else I seem to be pretty good with as far as awareness goes, and I believe that is on the horizon. I'm just not quite sure when. So I was hoping y'all could help me.
Well, Julia, I'll tell you when. You have a karma that changes at the age of 40. You have a long energy karma.
Oh,
you're
wow,
39
she's right
now.
About to make a change.
So you are in the last lap of karma that is the most intense karma. So when you turn 40, if you haven't already, you got lucky, you haven't already, in your 40th year, you're deeply in love.
Oh.
I feel like
I already am.
You already are in love right now?
I feel like it. This energetic, yeah. Nothing out, you know, physical has happened.
No, yeah, you feel it in your shock. You feel it in your soul. Well, you're going to have, you know, well, you're not, it's not going to be the invisible person that's going to be you're in love with. You're going to, it's going to manifest into a real life human being. You're going to be dating Pinocchio. The idea is, Julia, I was going to ask you, are there any doctors, nurses, therapists in your family?
Well, I do energy work, so I do that, yes. But
do you do
in my family, not really, no.
There was
nobody
never
in medical? No, nobody in medical profession?
Well, actually nurses, yes. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Who was the nurse? Because I'm picking up a nurse around you. Who is the nurse?
Well, I have quite a few. I have some on my dad's side of the family, so my cousins, and then I also have some that I consider family, so I consider them my nieces and my sister, even though they were never married, but I still consider them family.
That's all I needed to hear for the radio show. You're going to be in love in a total correct manifesting physical way by, if not before 40, in the age of 40. You've got it coming. It's coming.
Oh, good.
And I want to ask you something, not to make it any sour note, but anybody in the family history die tragically through a car, a suicide, a fire, a fall?
Tragically. Not that I'm aware of. I mean, my mom was cancer, ovarian. But that's come up before, like a suicide.
Okay, don't worry about it. I think the romance figure will have some tragic, I'm connecting to your soulmate. The romance figure will have a tragic background somewhere in their family. But don't let that get in the way of your relationship. It won't affect him karmically. It won't affect the relationship karmically, but they'll have it in their background, not yours. It will be in their, but now that you join with the person, it will be part of your background too.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now that makes
but
sense.
Yeah.
Do you
nothing
see that I've
serious.
Actually met
nothing
him or no?
What was that?
Do you see that I've actually met him or no?
Do you think she's met him? And then we have to move on.
I don't know. I mean, if you've met somebody that you feel like you're falling in love with, that could be. I would have to go into the birth dates and things like that.
You're old,
like I said,
yeah.
It could be. I don't know. I don't know yet. I can't answer that.
We invite you to call back, Julia. You may do that and provide birth dates. You can get in touch with Neil directly. And, of course, we invite you to join us on our Facebook account or on right here on Blog Talk Radio, so you can stay connected with our show.
Okay, I will. Thank you both so very much. Love you.
You're
God
very
bless.
Welcome.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck to you. Okay, so we have three callers, Neil, left. 770, then 678, then 202. So we're going to be getting to each of you. 770, good morning.
Good morning, Crystal, Neil. This
Hi,
is Maddie.
Maddie. Hi,
how are you?
Good, how are you? She's 1745279.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Good, great. I have a question. I went for an interview yesterday. I am a massage therapist, and I was told that this woman was looking for someone to take over while she wasn't in her Atlanta office. So I went for the interview yesterday, and she said something that was a little weird to me. She said that, "Do you eat meat?" I say, "Occasionally I eat clean meat." Well, you can't come in here eating meat because the sole vegetarian restaurant don't want, they know. They know. I said, "How do they know you eat meat?" "Oh, if you have been a vegan as long as I have and people that are vegan, they can tell if you eat meat." I said, "Oh." She said, "You have to be a vegan so you can understand it, before you understand it." And so she really wants to, she liked my work, and she really wants to take me on a retreat to Florida to work with her. And so I'm just like, should I set on my information? Do you see me going to Florida to work with her? So that was a little weird to me.
Yeah, it is.
well, it is and it isn't. You know, Florida's come up a lot today.
Yeah.
It is and it isn't. I'm I'm a vegetarian for the most part. Kristen is a vegetarian. Would you consider yourself a vegetarian?
I mean, I eat fish once in a while, But yeah, our diets are pretty much vegetarian diets.
Yeah.
And yours is strictly. Mine's my beer on the fish.
I don't eat all meat because I don't eat things with brains, because brains are complex to me, and there's energy. I talk to animals. I just can't do it. So there is a certain energy exchange. And when someone finds that a meat eater is somewhat offensive to the energy field, and you're trying to capture more or less a nurturing, well-being, well-balanced energy, not that people who eat meat can't be well-balanced or well-nourished, but they're looking for a certain essence. That's why we have carnivores and herbivores.
Herbivores and omnivores. Yeah. But I want to say this. I mean, I understand where they're coming from on an energetic level, but on a legal level, they can't discriminate against her because she's eating meat.
No, I mean, she can't. They can't, but in
a
soft focus of how they want to hire somebody. So, you know, I mean, they just have a certain agenda. I can, you know, it's just something that they believe in, Maddie, and they want the energy.
I get that.
And when we're doing a massage therapy, you know, they want the purity of the body to reach a certain element that represents their foundation. So I don't really find it, I mean, intellectually, I can see where you find it's odd, but on a spiritual level, it's not odd. I don't know.
I did look at it that way because she really liked my work, and she wanted to take me to Florida with her for the retreat that they're opening up. I thought, Florida? So,
Go definitely go. Go and experience it, Maddie. I think that there might be some past life connection between you and this person. There could even be a past life sister connection. But go and experience it. Don't be afraid of change.
Oh, no, I'm not afraid of change. It's just that, do I really like Florida? But as long as it's near the ocean, I'm fine.
Well, they don't want you to move. They want you to go to Florida to have an experience, first of all, right?
They want me to go to Florida to work at the retreat that they're opening up.
Are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Oh, wow, you're cut off. Hello? Ding, ding, ding.
Hi, we're back. Sorry.
Yeah, I heard ding, ding, ding.
No, I don't know what happened. Anyway,
a little bell sound, and you guys went away.
No, I'm sorry, but
that's okay.
Happening on.
Yeah, we're broadcasting from a department store.
No,
are you serious?
Yeah, they want me down in accessories. I mean, you know, they want you, what I was saying was that they want you to go to Florida for first the experience of the energy, I would imagine. So I would go on that note first, Maddie, and then from there, you know, make your conclusions. Don't suddenly just say no to Florida. Go through the experience first.
I agree with you because it would be a wonderful experience. I agree with that. And I agree with that. And it's not like I eat meat every day. I mean, eat occasionally. It's not, and I eat clean meat when I do eat meat. It's, you know, consider what they grass-fed, you know, beef. And that's occasional. Maybe once, twice a month, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a meat eater all the time. I eat a lot of wild salmon, to be honest. A lot of wild salmon.
Yeah.
But that's that.
Farm salmon.
Not farm, just wild Alaskan salmon. I eat a lot of that.
Good that you don't eat farm.
I don't eat farm. Farm raised meat, fish, no.
No way.
No.
Okay.
So hopefully. I think I'll be good. I'll be good. I can let meat go. I can. I really can. Because like I said, maybe twice, three times a month, I have me a hamburger or something at home. You know, that's that.
I mean, there's a total cleansing in the chakra system in a vegetarian mindset. But that's just...
Okay, Maddie. Well, let us know how it progresses.
I will. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
I sold that necklace.
Hello?
It's Maddie.
Hello? Oh. did they cut off?
I'm not sure. I think the radio was
a system. Oh, my gosh. 678, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Oh.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
Who's that? Hi. This is Gina.
1-879
from Georgia.
Oh, hi, Gina from Georgia. Hi, what's going on?
479.
Yeah, sorry, you guys. I'm
that's
making
okay.
That was Christy there on the there. I muted myself.
Oh,
and
okay.
I think you, Maddie, they're talking. Because we're calling in anyway. The reason we got cut off, and so we had to call in as a listener to actually broadcast the show, which I don't know what's going on. 1222, we know your master number, 38112. What's going on, Gina?
Yes, I have a situation with my ex-husband. Like I told Neil earlier in the other calls that I am divorced and I am 36. And but the situation I have with my ex-husband is just, you know, you'll think once you're divorced everything would be okay, but we're just not on the best of terms. And I just don't know what to do. I know I need to move. I know that. But it's always one thing after another. It started with defects. He called defects on me for false allegations. And then it came child support, and then it came him turn off the bills in his name in this house, you know, even though he has kids here. I mean, just escalated stuff. And it's just, like, childish to me. So I don't know what it is, why he keep doing this, even though he moved on and have someone.
You're right. He's childish. He's acting like a moron. That's the bottom line.
Not the most PC of terms.
Fortunately and unfortunately, you need your good attorney to represent you and get rid of this nonsense and have the courts control his behavior. And set the rules, and you know you need to get in there and get it done right. Do you have a current attorney for this?
I did have my divorce attorney, and I thought about going back to him or trying somebody else. I'm just so tired. Yes,
yeah,
he did a good job for me. You know, I can't complain.
He knows the history. You know,
mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it might cost you, you know, a couple $100 or something.
Right.
But you don't need to have to be aggravated by someone whose energy is to aggravate others. And
right.
To me, you know, and there's children involved?
Yes, we have two kids. And, you know, I let him, you know, I mean, it's by the court. He comes every other weekend to get them. I don't have a problem with that. That's a little break for me on the weekends when I don't have them. But it's just, you know, just nagging stuff. And I'm just, enough is enough. I mean, with divorce, you got what you want. You want to be with someone else, and let it be. You know, just leave me alone.
Well, you know, I mean, this is the best thing for you to do is to let the, unfortunately here, but to let the courts put the parameters on behavior. When someone's being harassed like this, it's just unnecessary. So I would suggest you contact your lawyer and let them figure it out. Let him figure it out. Go to the one you've been going to, just so that the parameters can be set and the courts can can establish firm boundary lines, it's going to make everybody be happier. And if this guy has an agenda to make your life miserable, you don't need to put up with that. That's what your attorney's for. Let them handle it, and if they have integrity, they'll get it done as efficiently as possible.
Okay, but it seems like it's nothing, you know, that's karmically that I need
to.
Yeah,
there is. Well, there is. I mean, my first thought is karma, and
mm-hmm.
my first thought is energy. That's my first
mm-hmm.
thought. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't have the time. I don't have the time to work that out is an energy level, and I really feel that the best advice I can give you is to go directly to the legal system. But, of course, what do I believe? I believe it's karma that's
mm-hmm.
connected to this. But to get that worked out, Gina, I mean, it's a more of a subtle, complex energy. And I don't think by going to your attorney, you're going to be losing out on anything you can do energy-wise. You can still do energy work. But I just
mm-hmm.
that takes a little bit more time and, you know, to do that. You know, talking to your guides, talking to your energy field, that is important. Talking to angels, all of these things are important. And your own energy field of your chakra system being sent out can affect. I'm a firm believer in how we protect our environment by the way of our chakra
mm-hmm.
system.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's a little bit more complex.
Okay,
Gina. Well, you can always call back, or you can get in touch via phone, 562-596-7818, and best of luck to you. We always want to hear your update. So.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Me.
That was you. You have a low voice.
I know. I just, you know, I know how to do that. It just in certain circumstances.
Very
like
versatile,
I think
versatile.
So too. There's a lot more I've got to show you.
Yeah.
I go even deeper.
Oh, you go deeper?
Yeah. Bass. Oh. Okay. Baritone. 202. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you? Who's this?
Good. My name's Camilla.
Camilla, hi.
Hi.
How are you? I said good already. I said, how are you again? I'm just so excited to hear the new call, Camilla. I think it's the first time we've spoken, right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Where are you calling from, Camilla?
I'm currently in Washington, D.C.
D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And your birth date, please.
It's 3/5/80.
3/5/80.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 26/8. And what brings you to our show, Camilla?
I am curious about love, possibilities of love, future love, and I guess whatever you see.
Camilla, have you been in a relationship that lasted somewhere slightly between 3 and 4 years in length?
Was I in a relationship that was three or four years of length? Yes.
Yeah. And did that relationship ever manifest into any dialogue about possible marriage? Was that ever brought up?
Not verbally. Maybe thinking, but not verbally. I would say I had a shorter one afterwards where marriage was more considered and thought about.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
And then with the 3-4 year one, in your brain you thought maybe you entertained the idea briefly. You know, maybe, but the following one was much more stronger with that theme, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen. By September of 2016, when I go there, you're in a relationship. Now, I would have to go backward to figure out where it's, but I went way ahead of time to see if I could just find a month when you're in one, and you are in one of September 2016. Now what I would have to do more specifically is start going backwards to see where it starts. Because I wanted to jump way ahead to see if I could at least safely find you in one.
Okay.
You know, so that could happen next week. It could happen 5 months from now. I don't know when it happens, but you are in one by, if not before, by September. Are there any September birth dates in your family?
Nothing popping out now.
How about January?
Mm-mm.
No?
Friends, but not family.
Yeah. Who is a friend in for January?
Yeah, really good friend, best friend.
Oh, okay. Well, then this person that you fall in love with, it's going to feel like a lover and a friend. It's got a little bit of both. In fact, the person that you're going to fall in love with is commuting between two states right now. They're not in one state. They commute between one state and another. The border may be really close, so it may not be a big dramatic journey they're taking. But that's what's going on right now as I'm starting to see the manifestation of this person. And your whole lifetime, have you ever known even remotely anybody named Charlie or Charles?
No. What do you pick up?
Not that you know. Okay, so this is a new, what I'm getting is somebody kind of new and fresh. They're going to feel like, Camilla, they're going to feel like somebody you've never met before. You're not going to be able to connect them to any of your past relationships. It's somebody brand new in the way that they think and feel. There's a freshness about them that's going to be really nice. So that's what I think is happening. I just don't know when. I don't know when the month is, but I do know that by September, that's a year from now, they're already there. And it feels like they've been there for a while. So I don't think it's